VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Senate defied President Trump Wednesday and voted to cut off support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting rebels in Yemen. Seven of Trump's fellow Republicans sided with Democrats in pushing the measure 54 to 46. It now goes to the House, where a similar measure stalled earlier this year. It demands that Trump, quote, remove United States armed forces from hostilities in or affecting the Republic of Yemen within 30 days. If it passes in the House, it would be the first time in history that Congress has invoked the 1973 War Powers Resolution, which says Congress determines when the U.S. goes to war, not the president. At least five Afghan troops were killed by friendly fire in what was supposed to be a precision airstrike by U.S. forces supporting troops battling insurgents in the country's south. And a statement from the Afghan Defense Ministry on Wednesday said the mishap happened during the Tuesday night operation near the city of Taran Kot in Uruzgan province. It said that the mishap resulted from miscommunication between the Afghan troops on the ground and forces in the air. The statement said it was so dark and a misunderstanding happened, after which five Army soldiers were killed and 10 others were wounded. The ministry said it had begun an investigation. Dozens of children are believed trapped inside a collapsed building in Lagos, Nigeria, where hundreds of onlookers have been gathering to watch a massive rescue attempt. It's unclear how many people are inside the ruins of the three-story building, which collapsed about 10 a.m. local time Wednesday. Onlookers said a school with about 100 students was located on the building's top floor. This is VOA News.